Hi, everyone, and welcome to Press X, the Geek Show Podcast Network's dedicated thing about video games, because we're not sure what we are. What are we, Mark?
I'm pretty sure that we're a thing about video games.
Okay, that was Mark. We don't have an Andy, because he's on holiday. I am Rob, and I've been playing Space Hulk Deathwing, which is surprisingly fun and terrifying at the same time. Especially when the monsters jump out from underground and start attacking you in waves. And you've only got like a three-man team. One of them is a medic. I've also been playing Atelier Lydi and Suel, or Atelier Suel and Lydi, the alchemists and the mysterious paintings, because I'm a terminal fan of the franchise. Don't judge me.
I can't judge you because I've been playing the Weeb Trash as well.
Atelier is not Weeb Trash.
It's cute girls doing things, isn't it?
Well, kind of, but it's mainly a crafting game, and I'm just the terminal crafter.
I've been playing a few different things. I've been more on the indie side of things. First thing I played was Dragon's Cliff, which is kind of like the crafting thing, in which you kind of run your own little RPG town.
Dragon's Cliff?
Yeah.
Why does that name sound familiar?
I have no idea.
Do you know what it is?
I thought it sounded familiar when I saw it as well. But it's quite interesting. It's in early access, I still believe, and it's got a lot of polish needed to it. But it's you build your own little well, you don't even build it. You kind of run your own little RPG town. You've got to get your blacksmiths to create weapons and send out your teams to vanquish monsters RPG style, and it's pretty addicting. Apart from that, I've been on the Weeb Trash with Girls and Panzer Dream Tank Battle, which is surprisingly good for an anime-based Namco Bandai game, because, as you probably remember, I wasn't very impressed with the Gundam title last year.
Oh, Gundam Versus?
Yeah, I wasn't that impressed by it, but this has kind of made things a bit better now.
Yeah. The Gundam games have always been a bit of an odd duck when you get right down to it, because there's only a certain number of ways that you can actually do a Gundam game.
Exactly. Well, it's the same with a lot of these anime series. I mean, you kind of have a fighting game, or you've got a Musou type game, and unless it's something else, like maybe like, you could probably get a cooking game out of a Food Wars title, but
A cooking Gundam game. There you go. No, see, that's the thing. With Gunpla being such a big thing, I would have thought that the biggest selling games would be games where you make a Gundam.
Yeah, I mean, there is a new one coming out.
Can you make a Gundam in that? Can you design your own Gundam?
I believe you can make your own Gundam.
It's interesting that we're talking about making stuff, because it does kind of lead us into what we're going to be what we're talking about today, which is E3. E3 hasn't happened yet. We can't tell the future. We haven't looked into the future, and we're telling you everything that's going to happen in E3. These are just things that we hope will happen, right?
Yeah, this is our E3 predictions and wish list.
Yeah,
and I want to start off by getting it out of the way. I want Mother 3.
I've been asking for Mother 3
for the last 12 years, and we still haven't got it.
Do your parents know about this?
Oh, dear.
Sorry, couldn't resist.
So yeah, we'll get that out of the way, because everyone's expecting it to pop up at some point. So now we can continue on with the rest of the E3 stuff.
Yes. As I said, we were talking about making stuff, and one of the things that I did want to mention is Media Molecule, because have you seen their trailer for Dreams?
That's for the PS4, isn't it?
Yeah. It's basically what would happen if you took Little Big Planet. They made a fortune with Little Big Planet, and although Tearaway wasn't as big a hit as Little Big Planet, Dreams is basically Little Big Planet that has finally matured and grown up, and I reckon Dreams is going to be another runaway hit for Media Molecule. I reckon that a lot of people are going to fall in love with that game, because the aesthetic, it's got a beautiful aesthetic, and the game has a story mode that actually looks great, but it also lets people design their own levels, and some of the levels that they had on the trailer that you can design yourself just look phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, I was very interested by it. It looks beautiful.
Yeah.
I really think that, I mean, for me, that is probably the one out of what Sony has is the thing that's kind of interesting me the most. I think that there's a lot of good potential with it. My only concern is that in the past, I would probably say PS1, PS2 era, Sony seemed to do really well with their kind of like artsy platformers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now, they had success with Little Big Planet, but apart from that, everything onwards has kind of just been a kind of lukewarm reception. I don't know. I don't know if Sony's
Those weren't Sony. Those were third parties, because Media Molecule is the one that made Little Big Planet. They used to be based around here, remember?
Exactly, yeah.
I think they might still be based around here. But the thing is, you had other games. Ubisoft did that War one, remember?
Yeah.
And then there were Ubisoft also did Child of Light. You had all sorts of other things like Seasons After Fall, stuff like that. So the stuff that's coming from Sony themselves, that's quite limited in taste. The stuff that's coming from third parties, I'd say, is the stuff that we should really be paying attention to. It might be published by Sony, but it's not developed by them. But
I was just thinking, like, back in like PS2 era, we had Jack and Daxter, we had Ratchet and Clank, we had Sly Cooper, we had a few others, but now it's just kind of, we had Knack.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to more traditional games, like platform games, stuff like that, I think Sony's fumbled a little bit. This year, it's pretty much been confirmed that we're not going to get any announcements on whatever the next console is going to be, because they haven't even said it's going to be called a PlayStation 5 or anything like that. They've just said it's in development.
Yeah.
So there's not going to be any announcements about that. I reckon we'll probably find out a bit more about Death Stranding.
I really want to see something about Death Stranding, because I'm sorry, I'm finding it harder and harder to actually care about it, because it's been 2, maybe 3 years and we still haven't really seen anything except some bizarre trailers.
Do you remember we were talking about Death Stranding on Keyframe, I think it was, before, and we said Death Stranding is basically, just based on those two trailers, it's basically Guillermo del Toro and Hideo Kojima went out on a night out, got really, really wasted, ran into Mads Mikkelsen and Norman Reedus, and then the four of them just continued drinking, and then about 3 o'clock in the morning, Kojima says, "I've got a brilliant idea for a game. Norman, there's you, right? And then there's this beach, right? And it's all black and there's dead fish everywhere. And you're naked, Norman. You're naked. And there's a baby. But then the baby disappears. But you see the feet and then there's things in the sky, Norman. What are the things in the sky, Norman? What are they? And then, Mads, you're in a sewer. And there's another baby. And I don't know why the baby's there." And Guillermo del Toro's going, "You know, that's a brilliant idea. I'm gonna make a film out of it."
It sounds absolutely insane, but it's like, I just find it very hard to care about it because we haven't seen any gameplay or anything. I really hope this time they do, because if not, then if the PS5 is starting development, it's kind of like, will this be something that ends up getting delayed? Because The Last Guardian was shown a long time before it was released.
Yeah.
And this is going to be, I'm bringing up another one that Sony bragged about a few years ago. Final Fantasy VII, the remake.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, that's down to Square, though, because, you know, we'd have to approach Square and find out what the hell's going on with that. And I reckon they probably are waiting for the next-gen consoles or to see whether PC technology is going to basically hammer everything into the ground as it's been doing the last few years. With Sony's, I reckon it's going to be very, very basic. It's just going to be more stuff about stuff that we know, stuff like Spider-Man, Last of Us Part 2, Ghost of Tsushima, Days Gone, stuff like that.
Yeah, Days Gone, I really want to see something more interesting, because I was sat there, when I was watching the trailer for it, I was just like, this is just another Uncharted, only with zombies. And I was just like, hang on, Uncharted with zombies was Last of Us 2.
Yeah.
And it's like, between that Last of Us 2 and Horizon Zero Dawn, which I'm expecting them to see, they're going to announce a Horizon Second Dawn and God of War. I just feel like Sony's just been pumping out the same game, only with a skin swap.
Yeah. Sony don't really have much to announce this year, I reckon. And they've got some timed exclusives. Stuff like Red Dead Redemption 2, Destiny 2, COD Blops 4.
Yeah. I want to see... A few years ago, we saw a reboot of Ratchet & Clank.
Mm.
We saw a reboot of God of War recently. We know that Medieval is supposed to be getting a new... I don't know if it's a remake or a reboot. I reckon they might have another reboot of an older IP.
Oh?
I'm expecting it to be Jack and Daxter, because I noticed they did kind of like release the Jack and Daxter trilogy almost silently onto the PS4.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
But I kind of really, really hoping that it's actually Ape Escape.
I reckon it's going to be Jack and Daxter, because I don't reckon it'll be Ape Escape. I reckon if anyone's going to do Ape Escape, it'll probably be Nintendo. Which conveniently leads us on to Microsoft.
Microsoft, I have no idea what Microsoft's doing. It's like, I've got notes of stuff that they've got. And I'm just like, well, we said the other day there wasn't a new Halo for a while.
Well, they reckon they're going to announce Halo 6, though.
Yeah.
This is the thing that confused me. First, they say there's not going to be another Halo for a while, and then they say, oh, right, we might actually announce Halo 6 at E3. We're not sure yet.
Exactly. There'll be a new Forza. There's always a new Forza.
One thing that I think we can treat as money in the bank, is going to be a new Blue Dragon.
No.
Now, I know people aren't big fans of Blue Dragon, the video game, and... there are far fewer fans of Blue Dragon, the anime, as well. But Blue Dragon, the video game, I'll say it's all right as a JRPG.
Oh, yeah.
As long as you take it with a pinch of salt and you don't expect too much from it and you're okay with, you know, some particularly shoddy controls.
Yeah, it's one of those titles that was kind of like, okay, but it wasn't anything... I think it got a lot of the attention it did because it was like one of like five JRPGs on the Xbox 360.
Yeah, was the Xbox 360. But I mean, look at what it was up against. It had Lost Odyssey, which is a Square Enix thing. Infinite Undiscovery, which was another Square Enix thing. Star Ocean, which again was another Square Enix thing. Another Star Ocean, which was also a Square Enix thing. Eternal Sonata, which was a really interesting JRPG.
That was a really good one. Was that actually on the 360?
Yeah, it was on the 360 and on the PS3. I've got both versions.
There was another one, Tales of Vesperia, which has been leaked, apparently. Apparently there's going to be a 10th anniversary remake of that. So.
Yeah.
Whether or not... I can't imagine that going on the Xbox. I think that's going to be a Sony Switched kind of deal.
Yeah, and when I find who stole my copy of Tales of Vesperia, you can be guaranteed they will have certain parts removed. If they haven't been already, we are an open society now. Anyway, according to what I've found, though, I've discovered apparently Platinum Games has something in the works for Xbox.
Oh, now that's interesting, because I know Platinum Games are making Bayonetta 3.
Yeah, but Scalebound got cancelled. And they've
hinted towards Wonderful 101 as well.
But the thing is, Scalebound got cancelled, didn't it?
Yeah.
And this is the thing. You remember Castlevania Lord of Shadows?
Yeah.
Remember when that came out originally and we saw the trailer, and it wasn't called Castlevania Lord of Shadows?
Mm-hmm.
It was just called Lord of Shadows or something else like that. And it wasn't attached to Castlevania in any way.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking is, what if they've done that with this? What if Scalebound has effectively been cancelled? You can add the air quotes however you want there, you know, maybe sideways if you're gangster. Maybe that's what they mean by cancelled, and Scalebound has just basically, they've gone back, they're going to change some things, reskin bits of it, and it's going to be a totally new game that's part of a different franchise.
I hope so, because I really don't want Scalebound to go to waste. Because that, to be honest, I don't have an Xbox One, and that would have made me buy an Xbox One.
Well, what would make me buy an Xbox One is the fact that it's getting $50 knocked off it.
Yeah, but it needs more. For me, it needs more unique games.
Well, it's getting streaming.
I kind of feel it, if you've got a PlayStation, unless you really, really love Halo or Forza or the handful of other exclusives, there's not much.
It may be getting a streaming service this year. They may announce it this year. And they've got the Xbox One X, which it can easily handle a streaming service now.
Oh, easily. One of the more interesting ones I've heard rumoured is, again, an old IP, which was a very successful title on the N64.
You're talking about Perfect Dark, aren't you?
Yeah. I've heard a few people saying that that's the next one. Not made by Rare, because Rare's kind of doing their own little thing with that Sea of Thieves now. But yeah, I've heard people saying about Perfect Dark. So to me, if they get a Perfect Dark that feels as good as the original one did, which, let's face it, hasn't aged well. But
yeah. Well, I mean, they did Perfect Dark Zero on the Xbox 360, which wasn't that good.
Yeah, and that was a launch title as well. So it's been a long time since we've seen it. And I think they could do well with a Perfect Dark one. I mean, Joanna Dark's a decent character that they can use to sell units, I would say. It's a shame that she's kind of just been abandoned.
See, there was a franchise, well, there was a game that I really wanted them to bring back. I'm hoping they bring back Siphon Filter on PlayStation.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah, a new Siphon Filter game. I would love that because Siphon Filter were... I mean, loads of people were into Metal Gear Solid and stuff, or Metal Gear in general. But Siphon Filter was one of those games where it was so much more immersive in terms of the game itself. Not in terms of the actual, you know, the cutscenes and the storyline and stuff like that. Metal Gear Solid was beating Siphon Filter on that side. But in terms of the actual game itself, playing the game, Siphon Filter had a lot to it, and I think in some ways it was better than Metal Gear.
Yeah, it's one of those games that I played a little bit when I was younger and didn't play again, but I always wish I did play a little bit more.
Thing is, Siphon Filter had to have something going for it. It got three games on the PlayStation 1, then it got Dark Mirror on the PlayStation 2, didn't it?
Yeah.
And also on the PSP. So
yeah, it's been dormant for quite some time.
Siphon Filter I'd love to see on the PlayStation 4. But the other game that I was talking about is, you might remember this, No One Lives Forever.
Oh, yeah, that was...
on the PS2?
Yeah, PS2. Yeah, that would be a decent one.
Yeah.
That'd
be an interesting one to bring back. Anyway, we have been talking about Perfect Dark, which was on the N64, which conveniently leads us to... Ubisoft, no, Nintendo. I'm trying to avoid talking about Nintendo because really they bore me. But
See, for me, Nintendo's the big one.
See, yeah, I know.
So we'll get some Nintendo in because they've got quite a lot of stuff because it's Nintendo. Well, and Nintendo seemed to be a lot more easier to predict than the others.
Okay, there's going to be something to do with Super Smash Brothers. This is just me listing things that I think are going to happen at Nintendo, right? Something to do with Super Smash Bros.
Super Smash Bros. We know is going to be there. So.
Right. Something to do with Metroid. Something to do with Mario. Something to do with Pokemon. Possibly something to do with Star Fox. Maybe a racing game of some sort.
Yeah.
There will be something to do with Animal Crossing, because generally these days, Nintendo are doing stuff with that year on year. Maybe a new Punch-Out? I don't know.
I'm going to put out, like I said, new Animal Crossing. I think because we didn't get one on the, didn't get a real one on the Wii U.
Well, the one that you said, you said, Mother 3. Me, I'm going with Earthbound 2.
That is Mother 3, basically.
I know. I mean, in terms of the title.
Yeah. I hope, because they keep saying every year it's going to come back, and every year people leak that it's there and it's waiting. It's supposed to be a Switch launch title, but it never comes out. So I think eventually they will. I kind of hope that they'll just bung all three into a bundle or something, and then put them all in like a
The reason I'm thinking they'll go with the title of Earthbound 2 rather than Mother 3 is because Earthbound 2, people will go, oh, Earthbound, I need to find the first Earthbound game. With Mother 3, they'll go,
Yeah, because they did rename the original Mother game as Earthbound Zero, so yeah, I can see that.
Do you see what I mean?
The other ones, I think Pikmin 4. We know Pikmin 4 is coming. It's been coming for a while. A new Fire Emblem. That was announced at the beginning of last year before the Switch was coming.
I'm not sure. I reckon we'll probably get a trailer for the new Fire Emblem. But I don't think
we'll see something. I think they'll give us something for it.
But I think that it's only in was it this year or towards the end of last year when they did the mobile game for Fire Emblem?
Oh, that's coming up to 2 years ago now.
Is it 2 years ago? Has it been that long? Wow.
It might have been beginning of last year. So it's well over a year now.
It's well over a year, but that's been doing amazingly well.
Yeah, it didn't stop them from releasing Echoes and the Warriors one, though, did it?
Well, the Warriors one was...
Speaking of Warriors, I do expect another crossover with Koei Tecmo.
Yeah, and do you know where it's going to be?
Mario.
Nope.
What do you reckon it'll be?
I reckon it'll be Super Smash Brothers Warriors. I reckon if they're going to do it, they'll go with Smash Brothers and they'll actually do it as a Warriors game. Think about it like this. They've done... Warriors All-Stars, Koei Tecmo have done Warriors All-Stars, so they've proven that they can take multiple characters from multiple franchises and put them all in one game and make it work.
Yeah.
I reckon that if they are going to do a Musou game with Nintendo properties, then it'll probably be a Super Smash Brothers. And if they're smart about it, they will call it Super Smash Warriors.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that's what they need to call it.
Yeah.
Personally, I want a new Paper Mario, but I want a proper Paper Mario.
And what, a Mario that you make out of paper?
Well, originally on the N64...
If you want a Mario that you make out of paper, I can help you with that.
Originally on the N64, there was a title called Paper Mario, and then there was Paper Mario the Thousand Year Door, and they were both like JRPGs.
Yeah.
And then they kind of just made more, but they kind of, as
they
went on...
They weren't as good.
They weren't as good.
Near
as good. I just wanted one back to the original. Or if they don't want to make a new one, just port it over the old ones. Yeah. The other one I'm interested in, which is also on PS4, is Dragon Quest XI.
Yes.
Now, we know that there's supposed to be a Switch version of the game, but we haven't seen anything for it.
Mm.
So whether or not they're doing something interesting, we don't know.
Yeah.
Square Enix have apparently announced that there's a Switch-focused division. So I'm expecting, because Octopath Traveler is more or less complete now.
Yeah, that's...
Maybe Bravely Default free?
Possibly, but I think they've got other things in the works. Square Enix have got, like, the Avengers, Kingdom Hearts 3 needs finishing. More people are waiting for that than are waiting for Bravely Default. Just Cause 4.
Well, Square Enix have announced today that they do have at least two divisions focused exclusively on the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
So,
the thing is, Square Enix have how many divisions?
Many, many divisions.
Exactly. So saying that they have two divisions focused on Nintendo stuff is kind of like Microsoft saying, yes, we have a couple of teams of tech support people working on solving Windows 8 problems, given how big Microsoft is as a company. Two teams of 10.
Anyway, we'll go straight to Square Enix. Kingdom Hearts 3. You know what it is? I loved Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2, but the series was put out that many spin-offs, they made the story that ridiculous and confusing. I honestly don't care about 3 anymore.
I'll be honest, I'm the same. Do you know what I'm looking forward to? I'm looking forward to Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
Yes. Right? I saw like a picture of that today, and it was just like, it looks amazing.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And I am looking forward to Just Cause 4. Because Just Cause 3 was so much fun.
It was. Just Cause 2 was like a game I played, bought on like a budget, and I absolutely adored it. But
yeah,
the third one was just so much,
it's
so
just,
much better.
It's just, okay, somebody at Square Enix had this smart idea. What would happen if we made it like Grand Theft Auto, but basically you could do anything and you had a parachute attached to you all of the time, so you can go base jumping anywhere.
Exactly. But yeah, I think Square hinted, I think there's something was leaked about Hitman 2.
There's very few details about that. They reckon, because Hitman was a runaway success.
Yeah.
You know, so many people were into the new version of Hitman. So many people enjoyed it. Konami's game output is virtually non-existent at the moment. So Square and Capcom and the rest of them, they have a chance to really take... I mean, Square in particular, because they've really got no competition coming over from Japan, except for NIS America and Atlas. Bandai Namco, sorry, that's their main competitor now.
Bandai Namco, I would say. I mean, Konami actually did hint at a new Bomberman thing today as well, which I'm kind of, to be honest, if I'm betting, I can't imagine it being another new Bomberman game.
Yeah.
I think the likely thing is Bomberman's in Smash.
Yeah, I reckon.
I don't know if you mentioned Atlas.
Yeah.
Sega and Atlas. They've announced their floor plans, which is going to be Valkyria Chronicles 4, finally. Yeah. Yakuza Kiwami 2?
Is it Yakuza Kiwami 2, which is basically Yakuza 2. Yakuza Kiwami was basically Yakuza, a new version of the original game, and Yakuza Kiwami 2 is Yakuza 2. But the thing is, the early Yakuza games, now, you'll probably remember this as well, Mark, after Shenmue, after we ended up just not having Shenmue 3, we needed something to kind of fill that hole. And the Yakuza games did that very, very well because it's effectively the same development team.
Yeah, I mean, I've only just started Yakuza Zero, and that's my first Yakuza game.
Oh,
but I can definitely see it's very much like Shenmue. Sonic Racing got another announcement, didn't it?
Yeah.
I don't doubt Sega's going to trundle Sonic out again as well because we don't have a Sonic game for Christmas yet.
Sonic is for life, not just for Christmas.
we'll have somebody commenting. You're Sonic again.
I'll be honest. I don't think it's worth talking about Activision because we mentioned COD Blobs 4, and I mean, aside from that, it's going to be there. May be a Destiny announcement, but I really don't care.
No, new Overwatch skins, maybe.
I don't care. I don't play Overwatch. Ubisoft, I reckon they're going to do more of the same in that we'll probably get something else about Beyond Good and Evil 2, except for a release date. Maybe we'll get something about Assassin's Creed. It's a good bet because there's always something about Assassin's Creed.
I think we'll get Assassin's Creed because they've done a trailer for, Assassin's Creed Odyssey?
I don't know.
Someone's already managed to rework it into a Mario thing.
Yeah. I'm hoping for is a new Splinter Cell game.
Yeah, a new Splinter Cell would be good.
Because it's past time. The last Splinter Cell game was Blacklist, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it's been a long time. I mean, Blacklist did not do well at all.
No, it didn't.
But it's been a while. Like you said, Beyond Good and Evil, I would expect them to do a re-release of the first one as well.
Hmm.
I'm just trying to think of what else Ubisoft. Oh, was it The Division or something they had as well?
Yeah, The Division, which I'm not a big fan of, I'll be honest.
No, it's not something that I'm really bothered about. Prince of Persia, that could come back.
I don't know. After the travesty that they did with the PS3 version, I still think Ubisoft should apologise to the entire franchise for that PS3 version.
To be honest, Prince of Persia kind of just became Assassin's Creed anyway, didn't it?
It did. Speaking of apologies, right, what's the betting that EA are going to say sorry?
No, I think EA will apologise and then they'll do something straight away afterwards.
Yeah, I reckon there'll be guaranteed there's going to be a Madden and a FIFA announcement because you can't get away from them. They'll also announce NHL and whatever else. Probably the basketball game. Maybe a UFC game. Sports, we've got it covered. Don't worry. For those of you who don't play sports or sports games, we will cover them when we get them. All right. Anyway, I reckon Anthem is going to be the big seller for them. Anthem and Battlefield.
Battlefields, yeah. I think the Battlefield's going to be one they're going to be hyping up.
Yeah.
DLC, did Star Wars Battlefront come out last year, wasn't it?
I reckon with stuff like Need for Speed and Battlefront and other things like that, and Mass Effect, they're going to just put to one side and pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it baffles me the way EA work, because it's like, I can't understand why they haven't re-released the Mass Effect trilogy or the Dragon Age titles onto the current consoles.
Yeah. Do you know what I am expecting, though? And this is going to make you laugh. Bethesda. I reckon Bethesda is going to do this. They're just going to walk on stage, right? It's going to be a guy walks on stage and he's wearing a robe, right? And he's going to open the robe and start windmilling the audience for all he's worth. And as he's windmilling, a beat is going to start. And then just behind him, you'll see Fallout 76, and then you'll see Rage 2. You'll see the next Elder Scrolls, and there'll just be this guy, you know, just a developer from Bethesda who's furiously windmilling the audience. And then he'll just close his robe and then walk off, and the screen will go black, and that'll be it. That'll be Bethesda's thing.
Yeah, Bethesda, like I said, I mean, I'm interested in Fallout 76, but I kind of need to know more. I mean, I really, really like the Fallout series, but I still have a bad taste in my mouth from Fallout 4, to be honest. The thing that interests me the most about 76 is that in the Please Stand By thing, they show the Vault Boy puppet, which, if people are into Fallout, they know that Vault 77 was the puppet man.
Yep.
Who was a man who was trapped in one of the vaults with only a crate of puppets. So I'm really hoping that ties into it, because that would just be hilarious.
Yeah.
Honestly, apart from that, Bethesda, like you said, we've got Rage 2. We've got Wolfenstein 2 for the Switch.
Yeah.
Did Wolfenstein 2 come out for the PS4 yet? I think it did, didn't it?
Wolfenstein 2 for the PS4?
Yeah, is that already out? Or is this,
yeah, that's already out. That's been out for a while.
Yeah. I'm not sure what else. To be honest, I was really expecting Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas to get current-gen ports as well. Whether or not they do. I mean, we got Skyrim port on the Switch just last year, so...
We might get a new Elder Scrolls announcement. We don't know.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
I reckon, at the minimum, we'll probably get an Elder Scrolls announcement to go with the MMO. But I don't know anything aside from that. I couldn't say.
So I think we've more or less covered everybody.
Yeah, we've more or less covered everybody, except for PC, but we'll talk about that afterwards. That's the kind of worms that we don't have the time for at the moment.
So, to finish things off, Rob.
Yeah.
Free games, any games that they could release, your ultimate wish list, what would you have?
Oh, that they could announce, you mean, or release?
Oh, well, announce, just say, like, any dream, like, free games.
Dream trilogy.
It doesn't have to be a trilogy, just...
Well, Dream Trilogy as in three games, you know?
Yeah.
Ooh, now you're asking. He's putting me on the spot here, folks. furiously scratching the chin while I think. I need more energy to think, so I will scratch my head as well as scratch my chin. That didn't work. Damn you. Damn you for putting me on the spot. You go first. I need time.
Right, three games. I'd love to see a new Suikoden, but it has to be Suikoden 6. And Konami have to get the original people to make it.
Do you pronounce it Suikoden or Suikoden?
Suikoden, I don't know how to pronounce it.
See, I pronounce it Suikoden.
It's one of those things where it's like, I can't tell how you pronounce it, but it's never ever spoken. It's never actually said, so it's like, you just go, Suikoden, and someone just goes, oh yeah.
I've always pronounced it Suikoden because there's the Japanese word Suika, which is spelled in English, it would be spelled Suika. So I've always pronounced it Suikoden based on that.
Yeah, so fair enough. So I would love to see a new one of them.
Yeah.
Another Konami one, a new Mystical Ninja. Mystical Ninja starring Goemon.
Ah, right, yeah.
Finally, I would love to see... See, it's difficult. I would love to see a new proper sequel to Skies of Arcadia.
I hate you for choosing one of mine.
If not,
damn your eyes.
If not, I would love to see either a new Advance Wars title or Microsoft to get Rare to make a new Blast Corps title.
Ooh, that's a good one. For me, I would love for Capcom to basically do something new in the style of Dragon's Dogma.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
I must admit, when you said Capcom missed making another style of it, I was just like, he's going to say Okami, isn't he?
Nah, I got you there, didn't I?
Dragon's Dogma is weird because when it first came out, nobody liked it, but it was one of those ones where over time it got really popular. So, kind of like the original Nier, where originally it was absolutely hated by all the critics, but like it got a really big fandom.
As soon as Nier Automata came out, everybody suddenly, the price of the PS3 version of Nier just went through the roof because Nier Automata was such a good game. But yeah, Dragon's, something in the style of Dragon's Dogma. I don't mean Dragon's Dogma, a new Dragon's Dogma game. Something maybe set in that world in the past or the future of that world that links in with Dragon's Dogma, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Because they created a magnificent world for that, and I had some amazing games just playing Dragon's Dogma Dark Arisen, which is the best version of Dragon's Dogma to play, by the way. Because it's the complete Dragon's Dogma, isn't it?
Yeah, it's that plus all the DLC, isn't it?
Yeah. What else? What else? What else? See, I don't have my game shelf with me here. If I had my games shelf with me, do you know what I would love for them to do? I would love for them to do this. It's not Golden Sun, it's the other one.
I would love a new Golden Sun, to be honest.
Yeah, thing is, not Golden Sun, I'd love a new Breath of Fire game.
Oh, I would love a new one. I mean, after 5, and I know 6 is a thing, but new Dot Hack, that would be a fun one.
There is actually a new Dot Hack game.
Is
it? That came out a while ago. Right, okay. I've got an interesting one, right? Interesting one that I think might actually work. And this one was an odd one from BioWare that came out on the Xbox and on the PC. And I would love to see them give this a try. I'd love to see them do this as like an MMORPG. In fact, I would love to see a Jade Empire MMORPG.
Oh, that would be a good one.
Yeah.
See, I love how we went for like proper nostalgic ones. So now I'm kind of thinking, in order for them to make any of these work, they would have to re-release the original ones as well, wouldn't they?
Well, you know, it's not that long ago for Jade Empire. But the thing is, Jade Empire was basically a martial arts RPG in the way that Shenmue was. And I'm thinking, with Shenmue 3 coming out at some point, if I was BioWare, I'd definitely be looking into, especially with the rise of games like Black Desert Online and Revelations Online and stuff like that, stuff that's coming over from Korea and China with those MMOs that are very much based in kind of Eastern cultivation mythology, you know, the Zhang Zhe and the Zhang Huan novels and stories, you know, things like flying swords and stuff like that, right? With all those coming across, why not do something that's firmly centered on martial arts?
Exactly. It'll be a nice change of pace from what we're normally getting.
Exactly. And if you can't do that, then I absolutely demand that somebody, somewhere, somehow, does me a new Dark Cloud game.
Yes. That one, I mean, we've got Dark Cloud, we've got Dark Cloud 2.
Dark Chronicle. Which was a superb game.
Which was, and we haven't had anything since. Now, I haven't played much of it, but I'm sure that the new Ni No Kuni game actually has a lot of stuff that fits in with Dark Cloud.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, a new Dark Cloud game would just be fantastic.
See, I can choose games as well.
I like how we're just like, we can choose games, like, but they're nearly all JRPGs.
Yeah. Yes, they are. Anyway, that's your lot for this time round. We'll see you all on our next show, which is going to be all about E3, because it will be after E3, so it will be our roundup of E3. So look forward to it. Until then, I have been Rob.
And I've been Mark.
And we'll see you all later.